This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there everybody, welcome back. I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today, since, well, I couldn't think of a good topic and everybody's talking about these games, I figured, let's talk Battle Royale.
Sure, sounds like fun.
No. Have you watched any Battle Royale videos?
Oh, no, I stay far away from Battle Royales.
Yeah, it's me PvP. Too.
Yeah, everybody knows how I feel about PvP games.
It's basically the epitome of PvP. It's last man standing, uber macho, just run around and shoot people and... or beat them up, or whatever it takes to come out alive, and try not to get caught outside of the round, and yeah. Thanks, no.
No thanks!
You know, I have a coworker that plays these type of games, and I've watched his videos, because he will occasionally live stream them, and from what I can tell, based upon his experiences, either he's putting out uber sniper shots on people, and that's all he wants to show is his clips, or it's 20, 25 minutes of him running around picking up stuff, only to get capped in the back by somebody, and that's the end of his experience.
Yay, that sounds fun.
Yeah, doesn't it? Sounds just uber. And so, of course, this is the most popular type of game right now, or at least it's what most people are talking about. It's the most live-streamed games out there. And I don't get it. But that said, why isn't this sort of mode being added into MMORPGs?
Well, because people play MMOs for a certain kind of experience. They play Battle Royales for a different kind of experience. And the mix of the two is not always a good fit.
No.
MMOs... regularly have they bring in a feature that they think everybody's just gonna love, and then it just fails stupendously.
Like Plants vs. Zombies in WoW.
Well, I wouldn't say that was a failure, but it was, they were trying to pander to the casuals who didn't want to raid, who didn't want to, you know, basically get on that gear train and just keep chugging along. They were sick of it. And it worked for a little while, but, you know, you can only play that so often before you don't want to see it ever again.
Right. But, yeah, no, now I know that there are some MMOs that have Battle Royale. Yeah, H1Z1, for example. King of the Kill. In fact, it came before PUBG and Fortnite and all these other games. Now, there were Battle Royale, the concept of Battle Royale goes back well before that. There was a book called Battle Royale, which the genre's named after. That was, you know, years ago. So This is not something that H1Z1 created or anything like that.
Oh, no.
But
H1Z1 was the culling, apparently, in 2016.
No, King of the Kill is their Battle Royale mode.
No, I know, but before H1Z1 was a Battle Royale game called The Culling.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Sorry. I've been up a long time. I had 4 hours sleep yesterday.
Well,
yeah.
That's either stupid or dependable, I guess.
Hey, it makes for good live streaming and podcasting. I will tell you what.
Yeah, you're playing along, and then your character just runs into a wall and keeps running into the wall because you fell asleep.
Exciting. That's what Diet Mountain Dew is for, son. Oh, yes. That keeps you awake. Except for when I was in playing, I was doing crafting, and I had to craft like 70 or 80 things, and I'm sitting there falling asleep in my chair while they're, it's just crafting on its own, doing its thing. It's, and
what
I'm
game
sitting
were
there
you playing for that?
Oh, it was Lord of the Rings Online. It's not, you know, I know Guild Wars 2, it gets faster as it goes along. Every game should have that.
I wasn't bagging on it. I was just wondering.
Oh no, I'm just saying that's a feature that, unlike Battle Royale, that's something that every MMO should embrace. The idea that the longer you're crafting, the faster it gets.
Well, yeah, to a point.
So that it doesn't take forever to make a whole bunch of materials.
Well, I just remember with WoW, it used to be you'd start turning the ore into bars, and you'd walk away for 10 minutes because you had this, you'd queued up this huge amount of ore. You'd come back after 10 minutes, and it's still not even close to being done. So you'd go make yourself a sandwich.
Yeah. But
with Guild Wars 2, it's just, it does the first one, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one, and then it's just, and you're done within 30 seconds, generally.
And that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's very good.
Big fan.
Anyway, that's not the topic. That's my fault. Yeah. Point is, I know, you know, battle royales are huge. They're everywhere. And you've got all these new games coming in, mostly shooters, but not always, that are adding in battle royale modes. And they're on mobile now. And they're everywhere. It's like 2018 and 2019 is all about the battle royale.
Well, there's 15 battle royales basically listed when you do just a quick Google search.
Right. They're everywhere.
And most of them are not even, they're not out yet. They're just being built.
But the thing is, what got me thinking was MMORPGs are generally designed to handle, their servers are designed to handle a large amount of people in an enclosed area. Now, sometimes they have to use phasing technology for that or whatever, but there's technology to make it happen.
Right.
So, especially since the sort of PvP would most likely be instanced, like battlegrounds in World of Warcraft. It could be a new battleground in World of Warcraft. Why not? Is Blizzard and all these other companies just leaving money on the table by not putting in this mode?
Probably, but when have you ever known Blizzard to miss an opportunity?
That's true. I mean, they put out a MOBA when MOBAs, well, maybe a little late in the MOBA scene, but they got out a solid MOBA and people play it. Mm-hmm. It's not huge, but it's successful. And when it comes to hero-based arena fighting, they put one out at just the right time, and it's now arguably the biggest. Overwatch.
Yeah.
And there's all these, you know, they seem to be right there when they need to be. Maybe not always right on board, but they're usually a market leader, or at least in the conversation, pretty much any genre they want to get into.
Well, that's my point exactly. If it was a good idea to put it in their MMO, they would have done it already.
And I would argue that the only reason they haven't is because even though Battle for Azeroth, their upcoming expansion, is very focused on PvP, very focused on the whole Alliance versus Horde battle, and that doesn't lore-wise lend itself very well to a winner-take-all deathmatch style where it's not team versus team. You can have squad versus squads and end up with like 4-person teams. You know, have 25 different 4-person teams going at it with whichever team survives. As long as one person's left alive, bam, great. But that's 25 teams on each other, not faction versus faction.
Okay. Well, you just said something that struck a chord. It doesn't fit the lore. Blizzard, as much as they claim to love the lore and honor the lore, they still do things like a Plants vs. Zombies clone. True. That doesn't fit the lore at all.
I would go even further to say that their lore is completely and utterly malleable to whatever it is they want.
All they care about is the dollar sign.
Right.
It's not lore that's keeping them from doing this.
Well, no. The first few expansions they put out basically worked out to, well, you know how this particular guy, he used to be a hero. Everybody liked him, but he went insane. And now he's the big nasty of Expansion X. And that's what basically Burning Crusade was.
Yeah.
And that became a running theme through their games. Oh, there's this big, you know this character very well. And he's always been, you know, this way and that. And some people liked him. Maybe some people hated him. But he's gone crazy, or he's been corrupted. And now he's the bad guy.
Well, weak writing.
Indeed. So, weak writing involved, how about they create a battleground where everybody's affected by a new type of plague gas created by the Forsaken. And, you know, this evil, crazy Forsaken went off on his own and created this version of the plague that doesn't kill people, doesn't turn them into undead. Oh, no. It makes them all essentially rabid for a short period of time. The one person who comes out alive is the one person who survives and gets to, get back to themselves. That would be the idea behind it. So you go into the battleground and it's everybody versus everybody. If they wanted to, do a battle royale. I just don't see it happening.
If there was money to be got, Blizzard would have done it by now. So there has to be a reason for it. All Blizzard's faults, they're not stupid.
Keep in mind, though, that battle royales are only, the game genre itself. It only goes back a couple of years at most. Yeah. There's not a huge amount of history for it. Maybe they are working on one in the background. Maybe they're working on one and it's like, you know, we'll just wait and see. We're not going to announce it until we're sure that the genre is going to hold up, because right now PUBG rapidly, they've lost half of their player base on Steam.
Well, yeah.
Fortnite and seems to have peaked out.
That's just it. That's probably the main reason is, yes, it's an interesting functionality. It's an interesting game setting, but it's not sustainable. It's going to peak and it's going to drop and that's it. And so they are not bothering to put it into their game because it's going to cost them money to do it and they're not going to see anything out of it.
Yeah, but there have been times that they've developed games like, Project Titan that they worked on, and eventually decided, we just don't think it's fun. And canceled it.
Well, there is that.
So, you know, it's possible. I'm not saying it's happening. And in the end, World of Warcraft is only one MMO. Uh-huh. We know Blizzard, they've got plenty of market savvy. Let's call it that. They seem to be in the right place at the right time and jumping on the right projects for the most part. That's not every game company, though. Why hasn't Nexon jumped on to that? They've got plenty of MMOs that they could incorporate at least a limited battle royale style PvP into. Perfect World, they could incorporate that into all manner of different games.
Yeah.
Even if it's, you know, not exactly your classic everyone versus everyone style battle royale, you could still do something along this line, and nobody seems to be doing it.
Well,
it just seems odd. I think it still
goes back to the game designers. They have a pretty good idea of what their players like. And they're not doing this because most MMO players are not Battle Royale players. They're PvPers to some extent, but they're not into this whole Battle Royale existence.
I can get behind that. And actually, I would say that, you know, it can basically be lined up as this. If we're going to be playing a Battle Royale, you already are. Uh-huh. You're playing PUBG, you're playing that King of the Kill, or you're playing Fortnite, especially Fortnite. And there's millions of people who are playing them.
Mm-hmm.
So why be the guy to risk your game by jumping on board that train when you have almost no chance of pulling something in? I mean, while there are many, many clones either out or coming out in the next year or so of PUBG and Fortnite and whatnot, look at what happened with Radical Heights. I don't know if you ever heard of Radical Heights.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it was a last-ditch attempt at something successful from this one company. They had put out a arena, hero shooter game, and it failed hard, right? So suddenly, out of nowhere, they put out on early access this Radical Heights, the same company, right after they announced that, their arena shooter game was going to, go under. And it was kind of 80s themed battle royale. Everything's very garish and neon and whatnot. And you're riding around on BMX bikes and whatnot and breaking into arcades, shooting up the machines to get money to go buy weapons out of vending machines, things like that. It had some ideas. It had some good thoughts behind it. But they put it out on early access, and it was like a pre-alpha, right? They were just hoping somebody would be interested in it. And there was some. But they were like, yeah, this thing's really, really unpolished. It's not ready for prime time. Wow, this never should have hit early access. And the company, a couple weeks later, went, yeah, we're going to leave that up for the next, the rest of the year. Our company just went bankrupt. We're done. So Battle Royale couldn't save them. Well, even one that again, was
Battle Royale is not the answer to every game's woes.
Yeah, but at this point, there's a lot of MMORPGs that need something to bring people in.
I remember when Guild Wars 2 was in its betas. Mm-hmm. At the end of their beta, they'd have their end of the beta event,
right,
where they would do some big event, and it involved the entire server. And one they did was, it was kind of based off of the Hunger Games, where everybody's afflicted with this starvation debuff. You're slowly losing health because there's no food. So you have to gather food or medicine or whatever to bolster your health as it's slowly ticking down on everybody. And when I was talking about this in the pre-show, I said that once you died, you could go in and attack other players.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot it. That was a different game. Basically, when you became a ghost, you couldn't help the players, but you could kind of hinder them. And so it was just basically all the live players are out there hoarding food, hoarding supplies, or whatever, as everybody's health is ticking down, and the last survivor won the event.
Huh. See,
fun.
That's an interesting take on something similar to a battle royale. Maybe they're not competing against each other directly. Maybe they can't fight each other directly. but they can screw each other over.
Yeah.
Cause their other, you know, their fellow players to starve.
Well, see, you were able to, it wasn't just screwing over the other players. You could, if I remember right, I think you could pick up food from one spot, move it over and drop it in another spot. So you could actually help out a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that one of our friends who was playing, they didn't log off, but they after the event started, they found a little cave to just park themselves in because there was some food in the cave, and they ate a bunch of food to get their health up, and then they went AFK.
Uh-huh.
And so once, you know, some of their friends died, they went and grabbed food and brought it to them. And so they sat in that cave AFK for a good long period of time. And then near the end of the event, they were still up and running. Huh. Because they weren't intentionally hiding. They just had things to do. I think it was somebody's kid. They had to go do their chores. And by the time they got back, there was like 15 people left. They didn't last very far once they, you know, ran out of food and took off to go kill other people. But still, it was a fun event.
Yeah. It sounds like it was interesting. Well, and the thing is, it's competitive. And that's what the core of these Battle Royale games is, competing against others. Mm-hmm. So even if it's not a classic parachuting out of a plane onto an island and rummaging for supplies until you get into fighting with others and ending up being the last one standing, even if it doesn't exactly like that, there are things that they could do to incorporate a Battle Royale-like mode into a variety of games. I mean, we see it coming down the pike with, you know, Call of Duty and Battlefield and all these games. Everything's got to have Battle Royale now, but you don't see that in MMOs.
Right.
It actually just kind of shocks me. If Call of Duty, yeah, I know they're a shooter, right? But, you know, Call of Duty is going to add it, and Battlefield is going to have it. But you've got these.
Good.
You've got other games that are MMOs coming, like the new Defiance. Yes, they're putting out a new version of Defiance. I think it's Defiance 2050. And as far as I know, it doesn't have a Battle Royale mode, even though it's a shooter, and it would actually, there are no factions as far as I understand in that game. There weren't when I was playing it, per se. It was more, you know, you were working against the aliens, you know, the interdimensional beings or whatever they were. But that would be the perfect place to put that sort of mode in, especially since the original game crashed really hard and Tryon kind of needs to blow this one out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
You would think that there's...
I mean, Tryon doesn't have a really good track record, though, with implementing new ideas.
It's not so much that they have a bad track record with implementing new ideas. They have a bad track record with localization. ArcheAge, for example. And I'm not going to get into that this week. We're going to get to that later, but not this week. But yeah, they can do new and innovative things. They just apparently aren't on this. And maybe it is, like you said, maybe it is basically a matter of Blizzard and other companies are like, yeah, that's great. That may work over there, but that's not going to work over here. We do our thing. Battle Royale doesn't work for us.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, why do they have PvP at all?
Well, PvP is a nice break for those who get bored with PvE. And so they have, you know, because PvE for some players is dull.
Right.
The AI is not smart enough to, you know, to challenge them. So they jump into PvP so they get a challenge.
Yeah, what it is that they're uber competitive and they want to beat others.
Right.
Usually. So, yeah.
But that's the whole reason for having PvP.
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't care. I don't really pay attention to PvPers. I don't care for most PvPers.
Yeah, I think games would be better off without it, but at least MMORPGs. But that's my opinion. Anyway, I think we've drug out as about much as we can out of that topic.
It wasn't a whole lot.
No, we probably drug out about 5 extra minutes beyond where it should have gone, in fact.
Yeah, well, we have a tendency to ramble.
Yeah. Hey, but at least for once, we'll be inside of our time limit.
We have a time limit?
Well, no, I tend to shoot for like 30 minutes, and we have been kind of a little overboard on that the last, couple months.
I thought you'd given up on the time limit, and we were just talking until we ran out of material.
Well, we are. Yeah, but, you know, I don't want it to get really super boring or anything either. You know, reiterating stuff and whatnot, so. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. You have anything else?
Nope.
Okay, so as always, if y'all have any thoughts, please feel free to hit us up on Twitter at Scormy, or you can jump in the comments here at scormy.com, or leave a review on iTunes of us. We would appreciate that. I like stars, so if you would put 5 stars, that'd be really handy. Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Anyway.
Yes.
Till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, scormy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.